As families and individuals have been driven further into isolation due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many have turned to the wealth of instantly accessible media at our fingertips as a source of comfort. Initial figures reported by Forbes, as released by Omdia, the tech research arm of Informa Tech, have indicated that internet use has surged by between 50 and 70%. Additionally, online streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus are likely to see profits grow by as much as 12%. However, running for the remote might not be the healthiest solution for boredom and anxiety available. Dr. William Weaver, a professor of classics at Baylor University who specializes in literature of the Protestant Reformation and the European Renaissance, claims that reading could serve as a more viable alternative.
I'm interested in looking at a really strong tradition in the great text, and that is thinking about reading, writing, discussing literature as a form of therapy, as a form of healing. Not all of us are cut out for the monastic existence. We need some contemplation, we need some reflection in our lives, but we're not all cut out for extended periods of reflection. And so we're going to seek out some form of recreation. The problem is that the recreation that's available to us, say through the internet, is not particularly helpful. And leaving toxic kinds of content on the internet aside, if you're following a news feed all day long, under the circumstances, it's probably going to leave you more anxious at the end of the day than you began it.
According to Weaver, writers and philosophers throughout the classical tradition, including the likes of Boccaccio, Boethius, and Seneca, have viewed literature as a particularly useful tool in combating the strong passions, emotions prevalent in the COVID-19 era, such as anger and fear, in the face of uncertainty and isolation.
Literature, telling stories, reading and writing has long been recognized as a way to moderate these two needs, our needs for contemplation on the one hand and recreation on the other hand.
Weaver cites literature's slower pace and ability to contextualize complex ideas and experiences among the unique advantages offered by reading over things like streaming and scrolling.
The first thing is the time involved. It takes simply more time to read literature for most of us. And so that engages the mind in a different way. It allows for a certain type of receptivity that's not allowed with audio or video. I think also because literature is written in a certain way, it has complexity within a unity. And it engages our mind to compare different parts of what we've experienced, say in a short story or even a novel, a poem, and there's complexity there, and it's not hard to find complexity today, but finding unity and being able to reflect with confidence that this complexity can be reduced to a unified vision, that's something that uniquely literature does.
Specifically, Weaver points to works with the dialogic character, or texts that offer multiple unique perspectives, as those which the classical tradition might deem most useful during periods of social isolation.
The power of literature here is to engage our imagination in a way that allows us to empathize and to get a different frame of reference on our particular anxieties and worries. That's one of the great parts of this ancient philosophical therapy. Many of our anxieties, it seems, stem from not having a right perspective. So empathizing with others who are suffering and perhaps suffering greater than we are, attending to others' needs is a real help here.
Next time you feel your anxiety ramping up in quarantine, think about dusting off that book you've been meaning to read. It just might be of use. For KWBU News, I'm Sam Cedar.